All right, I'm recording.
Hey, AFC Season 2, Episode 31. 3, 2, 1.
Wow. You really don't give a shit, huh? You just swoop in and take the only thing I really like doing on this
podcast. Oh, here. You podcast. Do it.
Nope.
You do it because I was late.
No, we're done.
Is that the only thing you enjoy doing about the podcast is the counting,
yeah. That's it. And the hand clap.
Oh.
I'm pretty proud about my hand claps.
Well, let's do it one more time.
No.
Come on. Now you make me feel bad.
Good. You took it away from me. You didn't ask for anything. You just did it.
Well, that's what happens when you cancel last week's podcast.
Just like my wife. What? Huh?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Art Funk Creatives. This is the podcast where a couple of artists, myself, David Chung, and
Abe Oddish,
get together and we discuss being an artist and going through all of the horrible, horrible things artists go through, such as getting into a funk.
And also some of the good things.
Like getting into a funk.
That's right.
Oh, no. Ah, you asshole.
You asshole.
He's an asshole. I know. We missed another week. Another week.
Yeah, but in our defense, we forgot to record.
No, we didn't really. Listen, here's the truth, okay? Most of the time, I blame it on you, Dave.
Oh, you motherfucker.
I don't tell you, but I just, tell everyone else that it was you.
Look, I know that you do. I hear it in your passive aggressive tone that you're always blaming me for everything.
Yes, yes. It's just easier for me not having to deal with anything or the world. But I'm going to take this one. I'll bite the bullet and I'll take this one.
Okay.
That the last one was my fault.
Mm-hmm.
We had to we're pet sitting for some pet friends. Sitting. Yeah, so we had to drive down to Temecula. And we got home late on a Sunday night. And if we don't get our records in by Sunday, that's usually we're done for the week.
I want to know who else what other podcast out there works off of such an erratic schedule as ours, where we try to record every Sunday, but if it doesn't happen, it's impossible to get back on track.
It is. Not only that, it's not like we don't try either. I mean, it's not like we make the plans, okay? We text. There's tons of texts where we say, hey, let's shoot for Monday, Tuesday, mm-hmm. Wednesday. Tuesdays and Wednesdays are usually not good for me because I have to teach.
Yeah.
And then by the time we get to Thursday, it's just kind of like, well, we really going to get it out in time for this week anyways.
Yeah.
So.
Well, whatever. Who cares? We're here now. So that's all you need to worry about. And enjoy it. Enjoy the lovely sound of our voices.
That's not going to help.
No.
All right.
I just found a whole bag of oranges in my refrigerator that's been sitting in there for like, I don't know how long. I didn't know we had oranges.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say, I didn't know we had refrigerators.
well, I don't normally go out to the fridge in the garage, but Desiree was just asking me this morning or this evening, what kind of fruit do I want to order and from Instacart? And I'm just like, just get the usual like apples and oranges and shit like that. She's like, we got oranges in the garage. So I went out there and there's a whole fucking bag of oranges that haven't even like dug into. So I decided tonight had to be an old fashioned night. So I am making several old fashions to use up as many oranges as I can.
Jeez.
In these old fashions. So
you could just make some orange juice. That'll knock out half the bag for like half a cup.
Without whiskey?
Yes, Dave. There are drinks without whiskey in them.
But there...
No, there are. You can drink things without whiskey. Trust me.
Well, it's just I haven't made an old fashioned in a long time because I didn't know we had oranges. So this was kind of a treat for me. So I got started. This is my second one already tonight because you said you were gonna be ready by a certain time,
brother. But, I'm sorry. Jeez, yeah, we're watching Falcon and Winter Soldier.
How is it?
Watch it.
So I just signed up for Disney Plus finally. And
you're so behind.
I am very behind. I only just ordered it or signed up for it on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And how long has Disney Plus been out for now?
I have
over a year now?
Yeah, probably.
Like it's been what, $5 a month? I've been fighting it and I've been so hesitant to sign up for something for so cheap. It's like, it's such an affordable price. Yeah,
it's not that bad at all.
To subscribe for a stream. No. And I've been so hesitant about it until I was looking at my monthly bill, and I spend more on whiskey and coffee every month.
How are you spending so much on coffee?
I like coffee.
Yeah.
Why, are you spending your money on?
Don't you make coffee at home?
Yeah. Yeah. It's purchasing coffee to make at home.
Oh, okay.
So I'm spending more on that and whiskey than just $5 a month. Or I guess $7 now is Disney Plus.
Whoa.
So I finally bit the bullet and I'm a part of society now. That, being able to watch Disney Plus.
Can you imagine? That would have been like half a lunch back in the working world.
I know.
Half a cheap lunch.
Half just one day's worth of lunch.
Yeah, half
a cheap lunch.
Half of a day's lunch.
Without paying for tip if you went out to a place to eat.
Yeah, dine-in. This is more fast food.
Fast food, yeah. Well, you can't even get a proper meal for less than $10 nowadays.
No, you can get it at McDonald's.
Yeah, but yet it's not a real meal. You have to get like a 2 for $3.
Well, what constitutes a real meal?
The sandwich or the main course plus the fries and a drink.
Yeah. How much is a chicken sandwich or a hamburger or a cheeseburger?
Well, that's on the dollar menu there.
Exactly.
Menu.
How much is a French fry? How much is a drink?
I don't know, man. I don't keep up with the current affairs of fucking McDonald prices.
How big are those old fashions you're making?
Well,
are you okay, man? You good to record tonight?
I'm fine.
I'm fine.
It's just you fill up. It's a glass. You fill up the glass. You're a half full kind of guy. But why be a half glass full guy when you can just be full glass all the time?
We were talking about McDonald's, man.
Well, then you started asking me about old fashions.
No. Okay, fair enough. See, this is what happens when we don't record for a while. Everything's out of sync.
Oh, but it's so wonderful. It's good to be back.
Is it?
I've had so many things I wanted to talk to you about, but we don't talk that much outside of the record anymore.
Well, I mean, part of it's we were talking too much.
That's true.
So then I think we just needed a break. All right, I'll come clean. That's the only reason we haven't recorded.
You motherfucker. I knew it. I knew it.
I needed a break.
But so many things have happened.
Like what?
Scientists discovered a fifth dimension?
Yeah, sort of. Is that it?
That's about it.
That's all you got?
I had more. I have a whole booklet here of things that have happened. But one of the things that I think we've missed mentioning is, well, since we're talking about fast food, you obviously know KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, right?
I do. Used to be a big fan, not anymore.
Yeah?
No.
Of course, because Popeyes is the shit.
Yeah, but even before that, I don't know what, I used to love KFC.
Oh, I think everyone did.
And then at some point in my life, it was just so gross.
You know what it is?
That skin. It looks like a bloodhound, like the skin off a bloodhound.
What was it? Was it a fucking, was it a Goosebumps episode that I watched when I was a kid in like the, was it late 80s, early 90s? It was either that or Tales from the Dark Side.
Oh.
Or maybe it was Tales from the Crypt. Well, anyways, they did like a play on urban legends and shit like that. Uh-huh. Where the urban legend back then was like KFC was deep frying rats, or someone found a dead rat.
Mm-hmm.
Deep fried in their bucket of chicken, and whoever made the prop of that deep fried rat, mm-hmm. it looked so good.
Gross.
That's all I think about every time I think of KFC, even though I don't even think it was associated with KFC whatsoever, but that's what I think about. And recently, what was it, like maybe a few years ago, I went to KFC for the first time in a long time.
Uh-huh.
Their chicken was so, it was all bone and skin.
Yeah.
There's no meat on it.
It's gross. And then I remember I used to love the mashed potatoes.
Nobody says potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
It's potato.
Mashed potatoes.
Potato.
with the gravy. And then I haven't had it in years and years and years. And the only thing I can think of is that it was like the mash patatas had like a glue-like consistency.
Yeah, that's gross.
And the other place I haven't eaten in years and years is Taco Bell.
No, oh, I love Taco Bell. Taco Bell's good.
Their diarrhea meat? No thanks.
That's what makes it good.
It looks better coming out.
Yeah, no, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
I enjoy Taco Bell. Nah. Taco Bell's got... See, this is what I like about Taco Bell. Taco Bell, I feel like, is constantly innovating and experimenting and trying to...
That's the problem. That's not the...
No. They're always coming up with new recipes, and they're always trying to, like, you know...
Gross.
Beat the status quo. It's That's what's so good about Taco Bell. They have food scientists in a laboratory.
That's everything you just said is so wrong. That's what's wrong with everything.
No, it's that's what makes it.
What do you great. Have? Stonks in it or something?
On Monday I was gonna look into it. It's yum fat. It's yum is the
is
company.
It really?
And yeah, but anyways, that's uh-huh. besides the point. Look, going back to KFC, this is what I was trying to get. Right. Okay, so. KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. And speaking of innovation and experimentation,
mm-hmm.
did you hear that they are trying to make a gaming console called the KF console?
Oh, with their own games? Do you insert chicken and that's a game? Or the bones? You have to eat the chicken and you put the bones in?
All right, so this is what it is. And it is a gaming console. To compete against the Xbox, the PlayStation, the Nintendo, and it doubles up as a chicken warmer.
Like you put a live chicken in there to keep them warm?
No, man. Like you go to KFC, you buy a bucket of chicken.
Uh-huh.
You open up the console and you can put a couple of drumsticks in there. Put them back in, game for a little bit,
gross.
And your chicken will stay warm in the chicken warmer built into the KF console.
So your console is just going to smell like chicken.
Yes.
So gross. the only way I'm maybe on board with this is I have to see the controller, and if it comes with anti-grease material that doesn't get all over the joystick.
Yes.
If they can invent something like that, I might be on board.
So, I haven't seen much about it. I've seen the actual console prototype, and they're supposed to be releasing this. Everyone thought this was a joke.
Oh, this isn't a joke?
This is.
Are we in April yet?
Almost at April, but they launched this in December, and they say they are deadly serious. They've teamed up with the company Cooler Master.
Oh, Cooler Master.
You know Cooler Master.
No. Nope.
Oh, you don't know Cooler Master?
Nobody knows Cooler Master. That's everybody not a real Cooler thing. Master. That sounds like a bad 80s rapper.
They call me Cooler Master.
And he like did a team up rap with Paula Abdul or some shit.
And then they bust through brick walls with the Kool-Aid man.
That's so bad.
But holding chicken. No, Cooler Master, they make like gaming. That's their name. What else am I going to call them? It's Cooler Master, and they make hardware for PC, like gaming consoles or gaming rigs. So they make like cooling systems that you put into your desktop to keep your system from preventing it from overheating while you're gaming. I think it's a company based out of Taiwan. But anyways, KFC teamed up with Cooler Master to make this gaming console, the KF console.
I can't wait till they come out with their, what do you call those? Their jingle with DJ Cooler Master, DJ McChicken and Cooler Master rapping their jingle.
There will be no DJ McChicken because that would be a McDonald's franchise. That's right. Crossover.
The Colonel. Sorry.
The Colonel.
DJ MC, the Colonel. MC Colonel.
That's right. Yeah. And then the whole thing is just ridiculous because if you haven't seen this thing, it looks like a kitchen.
Hold on. I got to look it up.
Or,
let me see.
Yeah. It looks, what was it? Not a utensil, like a kitchen accessory. It looks like an air fryer. It doesn't look like something that you would want to put in your entertainment stand at all. Also, it would probably destroy your entertainment stand.
It's going to destroy your house. It's
with all
it's
the gonna grease.
It's going to smell so much like chicken. Oh my God, there it is. Listen, the rumored price of the console is around $2,000.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Oh, you're right. There is a Cooler Master.
See?
And he is a rapper. No, just kidding. Oh my God, look at this thing. It looks like a rice cooker.
Yeah, it does look like a rice cooker.
Oh, somebody put a picture of a Sega Genesis with a piece of chicken stuck in it. This is so bad.
Well, okay. So let's talk about this for a second, okay?
Do we have to?
I would like to because this is so fascinating to me.
This is where you're the weirdest, man.
Why do you mean?
Because it's like, you're like... I always call you like the tech guy because you love this tech and all this like shit, but you always like the weirdest tech shit.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
This is
like KFC gaming consoles and your keyboards.
Look, this thing is just fucked up. Oh yeah, I did buy a new keyboard.
And what have you been looking at for your keyboards? Be honest.
Well, okay, fine. I taught myself how to solder.
Why?
Recently, so I could swap out my key switches
with little personalized ones, right?
Well, those are the key. Now you're making me sound like a fucking nerd. Like, I wanted to swap out my switches, so I had to teach myself how to solder, so I could desolder all my old switches and resolder in new switches, and then put in new keycaps, so I could get a new. You know, it's a legitimate hobby, okay?
Do you need people, new keycaps?
For fun.
All
right. it brings me pleasure. It inspires me to want to sit down at my desk and work fucking ungodly hours every day. So this makes me happy to be able to want to come down and sit in front of my fancy keyboard that I have put together myself.
Hey, man, listen. And no judgment, okay?
The whole thing started with you judging me. What are you talking about? No judgment. You motherfucker.
Okay. Yeah, anyways,
let's get back to this KF console, okay?
Okay.
All right. So listen, obviously this whole thing is a straight up marketing gimmick, right? I mean, it warms your chicken while you're gaming. And Abe has already mentioned how this is, first of all, it's already... a big no-no in this world of work from home to be eating while you're sitting at your desk, especially for someone like me who, yes, I've I've started assembling and building my own keyboards. Yeah, I won't even eat snacks in front of my keyboard because and Cheetos are a big no-no. But fried chicken with a gaming console, are you what do you do? You take a break to or you eat a drumstick while you're holding a controller?
Someone did a mock-up of a McDonald's one, and it looks like the old McDonald's burger container it comes in, and it's just got a big M. It's actually kind of cool looking. And they're calling it the McRig.
Those styrofoam McDonald's?
No, this one's like the cardboard one.
Oh. What'd they call that one?
McRig.
The McRig.
Oh my god.
So it's such a weird gimmick. They're saying it's just like the first ever of its kind. Yeah. Why would you even want this though?
I would, you know what, to be honest, I think I would be on board if there was something that cooled your drink.
Where's the cup holder, man?
You know what I mean? Like if it kept your beer or your drink like ice cold, I would prefer that. I would actually look into that.
So then, but then how do you clean this thing?
It must be a removable tray. Or
it has
or
to
what
be.
If there was one that had like a little like urinal? I'm just saying. If we're throwing around ideas, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Useful things, you know?
See, you're the type of innovator that KFC needs.
Are they looking for people?
But here, okay, let me read you off the specs, right. Okay? Because this sounds pretty interesting. It is VR ready.
Okay.
So you can get yourself like an Oculus Rift or whatever and do VR gaming while you are warming up your chicken. It has ray tracing, which gives you a lot more realistic lighting and shading and makes it a lot more immersive. Whoa. It has a really good, video card in there.
Look out, Minecraft.
I know. Okay. It has 240 frames per second.
Wow.
That's pretty fast. Or that's, smooth, uh-huh. Right? Especially for gaming. That's just, no jitters, no lag. Okay. It's in 4K. And it has cross-platform playability, which I'm assuming means that you can play an Xbox game and a PlayStation game in it.
Or a Sega Dreamcast. That's what I'm thinking.
Or a Sega Dreamcast, since they're still producing games for that.
What was the one I had when it was it had a gecko game to it. Oh, I forget what it was.
On the Dreamcast?
No, it was a gaming system. Zenix? I don't know.
Was it a handheld?
No, it was like an actual console. No. And it only came out with like a handful of games. I don't know how I got it, but I did get it. And it was bad. It was so bad. Anyways.
But yeah, so the specs on this thing are pretty impressive. On top of that, it comes with a fucking chicken warmer. So the whole thing is fascinating to me because I'm just like, it's unique for sure.
Okay.
What's the old adage? Just because something can be made doesn't mean it should be.
Yes.
I'm very torn with this because, and this is why, I love breaking the status quo and I love thinking outside the box. I love things that are strange, weird, like you said. Yes, fine. I am into weird shit. So I like it when things are uniquely odd.
Right.
And I like it when they try to think outside of the norms of what we usually think of in a conventional way.
Right.
So there's a lot that I like about it.
Okay.
But why do we need this in our lives?
We don't.
And that's the biggest hang up right now for me is that they haven't, again, I like the marketing. I think it's so funny. It's stupid.
Uh-huh.
But they're doing is telling us what they're giving us, which is a fucking chicken warmer that can play games. That's impressive, but why? Why do I need this shit?
You don't.
How is this going to help my life?
Unless you're into playing games and you need your chicken. Hey, would it be a slap in the face though? Like if you bought it and you bought and you used it for like Popeye's chicken or somebody else's chicken?
I think it would be a total slap in the face, but I think they expect
Or your McNuggets or
anything but KFC, because I probably wouldn't be eating KFC while I'm playing this gaming console.
You could use it as a little chicken incubator.
Fuck, man. And I didn't even hear the price tag until you said it. 2,000? Is that really?
That's what it said. 2,000.
So here's the other thing. For $2,000, you can't even say it's for the common average man or woman. I mean, the average person, because if you're trying to be like, why are we doing this? Because it's eco-friendly.
Because we can.
Yeah. Well, because you can save energy by warming your food while you are playing and getting entertained. So you can do two things at once.
Oh.
And you will save energy because this is a way to really.
So is that what it is? Is that because your consoles get so warm and instead of putting a fan to cool them down, we'll just let it cook something, keep something else warm?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm getting from it. But that's not how I'm being marketed. You know what I mean? That's not how they're marketing it towards me. Uh-huh. At least I haven't read that yet. But for $2,000, how much am I actually saving in money and in environment? I mean, like, would I be saving the environment more by just actually, I don't know, heating it up on the stove or lighting up match?
It depends. Are you an electric guy or are you a gas guy? Oh. What's more important to you? What do you have stocks in?
I'm in electric right now.
Come on, Dave, because when it comes full circle.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I'm going to look into Yum on Monday for stocks. But but look, I don't know. So I'm very torn with this because I like the tech. I don't see this going anywhere.
No. But if you're talking about being innovative and all this stuff, I mean, it could open the door to something else.
Exactly. And that's this is what I am. I don't know. I'm kind of anticipating. I get it.
Well, that's the thing. And then it's like I said, maybe a beer company, you know, Coors Light or whoever is the official beer of gamers, you know, Natural Light, Natty Light. Maybe they come out with a console that keeps your beer warm, cold, you know,
or warm for the European market.
I mean, come on, you know, it's like, we've got so many streaming services now, right? Mm-hmm. A little something for everyone. Everybody wants everyone to taste their pie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like, why not start doing that? I'm sure Taco Bell is going to have a little taco tray that you could put your tacos on, right?
Didn't they already come out with that?
On a console.
Oh. No, they didn't come out with that.
No. And for the record, I'm marketing that. I'm copywriting it right now.
It's on air, so...
Damn it.
Well, okay, so...
Hold on. What's next? Are we going to make printers that spit out tortillas?
Hey. That's kind of a good idea. That's pretty good. They do have, 3D printing. I think they do have a 3D printer for food.
Yeah. What do they use?
Hmm?
What do they use? Tofu?
I have no idea, actually. But I did read that somewhere that they did make like a 3D printer for food. You hear that? Those beautiful clacking noises? That's my keyboard that I built.
All I heard was a great soldering job.
The food bot. They have food bot. It is.
Oh boy.
It is a $2,000. 3D printer, and it is a multi-ingredient food 3D printer. Holy shit, look at this. Ooh. So all right, going back to it though, you were actually, I mean, I know you were mentioning a bunch of examples as jokes and hypotheticals, but going back and thinking about it, I mean, when Netflix first came out, how many people scoffed at that idea? Hindsight, right? I mean, they took down Blockbuster. They basically created streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were announcing that they were going to create their own content, all the big networks scoffed at that.
They said, you can't do that.
You can't do that, you motherfuckers. You think you can make fucking content? We're the ones who make content. You guys just fucking stream.
You guys are going to make movies.
And now look who's laughing.
Idiots.
Exactly.
Who's laughing?
And I remember, God damn it. Was it Steve Ballmer who said this back in early 2000s? He was like,
who's that?
He was the CEO of Microsoft at one point.
I don't know. You know all these techie names. I don't know. Our viewers probably don't know.
Who was he? He was a former CEO of Microsoft.
I wish that was just some dude you heard one time and that's who you assumed was
in charge. It's this guy I met at the Next Journal next to me. Wouldn't it be great if gaming consoles of the future had built-in urinals so we didn't have to stand here next to each other?
Hey, I think that's a great idea. If I'm spending that much money.
I think it was him. I'm probably misquoting this, but he was saying back in the day that movies are just going to be streaming in the future. No one's going to be buying DVDs or anything like that. We're not going to need hard copies anymore because everything is just going to be streaming.
Which is bullshit, because when our internet goes down, guess who they come to looking for entertainment? This guy.
Okay, well.
With the DVDs, baby.
Well, okay, fine. Maybe not all streaming, but online digital copies.
Yeah.
So I remember very clearly how I was laughing at that. I was just like, that's bullshit. I don't want to give up my hard copies. I love seeing my collection of movies. I love collecting it because I love the packaging art. There's no way we're going to get rid of that. I don't even want to pick up a fucking DVD anymore. Like,
really?
I don't. Like, I'm just like, I got to open the package. And then take it out and put it into the DVD player?
Nobody buys DVDs.
You're going to push a button?
Nobody buys DVDs, dude. It's Blu-rays. You can't tell me.
Hard copy.
And you can't tell me a Blu-ray that back of it's kind of cool or it's kind of weird coating on it.
Whatever. Listen, boomer.
That's what it does sound like. I'm like, whatever. I got my VHSs and my cassette player.
For real, though, look at it. Nope. Like, the majority of the world has changed with this shit, and they're not really buying hard copies as much as they used to. Same thing with CDs. Nobody buys CDs anymore. They buy vinyl for the sound quality and for the irony, I suppose. But
yeah, which is weird.
But nobody really goes to buy albums anymore. It's when you can just download it from not Pandora, Spotify or something like that.
I know, that is weird. That's so weird to me now, where I'm like, because remember how, like, for me, when I would buy a CD or a cassette or whatever, it would have to, for my rule was it had to have a minimum of two songs I liked on it, you know?
Yeah.
And then it was always like one side was better than the other, the A side or whatever. And, you know, or you skip over if you had a cassette player that would skip to the next song, that was like awesome.
Yeah.
Now you just pick the songs you like.
Yeah. You don't even have to buy a whole album.
No.
It's very weird. It's weird. I don't know. And so going back to the whole innovation thing, I mean, like thinking back at like, I am a PC guy by nature, not because I have anything against Apple. It's just, this is what I grew up learning and this is what I have and it suits my needs. But nowadays they really are pretty equal. You can get the same out of either because it's the equipment that is the equivalent. Uh-huh. It doesn't matter. The equipment is very comparable. However, Apple has created a lifestyle
That's right.
Compared to like PCs. Mm-hmm. And that's why like Apple, when they came out with an MP3 player, I mean, at the time, some people were kind of like, what is this shit? Like, you guys make computers. What are you doing making like fucking Walkmans and shit? But they weren't just selling a fucking music player. They were selling a fucking lifestyle. And that's what made them so successful and made them able to remain such giants in selling a way of life, not just.
Well, that's what you're buying, right? You're buying the brand. You're buying the Apple logo.
Yeah.
So is that what you're buying with the KFC console?
No, because they're not marketing it that way.
Hold on. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If this would change anything. What if you bought the console and you were allowed to get a bucket of chicken for free once a week?
For the rest of your life?
For the rest of your life for 1 week or every once a week.
Could I redeem them at Popeyes?
I'm going to say no. No.
That's, you know what? Actually, that is a very enticing offer. Even though I don't like KFC, I think that might be something. That's something. Like that, to get people to really fucking buy into it.
Well, maybe you get a...
But I don't think it's enough, to be honest with you.
You might get like a discount card or something. Or maybe you get like an extra piece of chicken or some shit.
Yeah. But I don't think it's enough because you're still giving people a thing. Mm-hmm. You're not giving them a reason to help improve their life. So I don't know. I just think the whole thing's interesting. And the reason why I wanted to talk, we've talked so much already about this fucking KF console. I'm sorry, but I feel like it's the same with creatives. Uh-huh. Tying it back into creatives. It's
we took the long way to get there.
We did take the long way. I'm sorry. This is what happens when I fill my glass up to the top.
We took the coast, the Pacific.
we took the PC, the PCH.
Way.
Yeah, the scenic route to get to our point.
That's right.
And I wanted to see like the same goes for artists because a lot of artists I know and myself including. When you've created a character or a theme or the thing that has made you known for your style, and then you decide just to fulfill whatever creative need or gap that you have in your life, you want to change up your style, you want to try something different, you do that thing, and people throw tomatoes at you. Or potatoes.
Patatas. I see what you're getting at here.
I did take the long way.
I mean, we not only did we take the long way, we broke down halfway there. I see what you're saying. So you're talking about like rebranding or changing.
In a way, either rebranding or just expanding.
Is that like when they have a comic book character and they change it? Like when they give it a new Captain America has a new look, or one of the superheroes changes genders and people lose their minds?
It could be. Yes, it could be. That could be a very good parallel.
Or a character redefines their underwear. I don't know where I'm going with this.
It's exactly like that. It's like when Captain America started wearing thongs and it just got a little weird.
A little see-through. You see his little whale tail hanging out in the back.
Yeah.
It was uncomfortable for everyone.
Odd. But he was comfortable and that's all that mattered.
As long as he's saving the world.
But yeah. That's where I'm getting at. I mean, like, without mentioning names, I have a friend who is very well known for doing a very specific type of character in his artwork. And without naming names. I've had this conversation with him several times in the past, and I know that he's had this internal struggle too. where he's tried to break out and do something different, and it was received very poorly.
Yes.
Because he went off brand.
Well, people are comfortable, right? They're comfortable and they like certain things and they don't want it to change. But how do you get to the next level?
So yeah, I guess right now I'm just trying to figure out how do creatives how do you guys attempt to break out of your brand? Do you even want to sometimes? Do you feel trapped or do you feel pigeonholed? I mean, early in my career, I felt like I cornered myself with a very specific look and voice, where early on, I mean, this was over 10 years ago, where a big portion of my work was just dick and fart jokes. And it wasn't really, it was because that's how I was feeling at the time, like where that shit made me laugh.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I made it.
But it still makes you laugh.
And then as I, well, it still makes me laugh. So every once in a while, I still put that shit in there. But it's I don't want to say it's a little bit more mature now, but you know, you grow as a person and an individual and as a creative. And as you grow, you want your voice changes and you want to start implementing the other parts of your life into your artwork. And so, for a very short period of time, I felt like I was only trying to come up with artwork that was just like gag based.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fulfilling at all. I felt like I was doing it for everybody else rather than for my own fulfillment. And I was very unhappy for a while because of that.
So I got to say, I don't know what that's like, because I think I'm on the other end of that spectrum, where I never had a style. I was always trying to find my style and stuff like that. You know, I wish I had a style. And it's weird because I think a lot of artists that fall into more like me are envious of that because they want that. Because they want that style. They want that one thing that they could rely on. And so it's, to me, it's the straight hair, curly hair thing, right? If you have straight hair, you want wavy, curly hair. And if you have curly, wavy hair, you want straight hair.
I had no idea where you were going with that at first. I thought we were talking about pubes or something.
I was. No, but you know what I mean?
Okay, good. No, so we're on the same page.
It's like I've never had that. I've never had a style. You know, I haven't influences, but I always wanted that. I always wanted to be, you know, like a certain person or draw like a certain. And I'm like, man, that's so cool. And that's their style. And if I could just find that for me. But then, yeah, it's like, at what point do you just want to be like, I want to try something new, you know? I don't want to be known for this, you know, all the time. I want to try new things. So I'm coming from a different camp.
Okay. Okay. No, that's a very good perspective to come from. Here's the thing that I've learned, I guess, early on, but I don't know if I've actually practiced it that much, but the style, the visual style of artwork, I don't think really is always about a gimmick, such as a gaming console that can fry fucking chicken. That's a gimmick. But like, and I've encountered a lot of different artists over the years who have tried to just find this gimmick to define their style, such as, oh, my gimmick is my eyes. All the eyes have to be like this, beady eyes. That's my thing. That's my style. And I'm like, okay, cool. But honestly, your voice and your style should never just come strictly from one specific thing. It should never be like, what is it that makes it your style? Your style should come from, why are you making what you're making?
Right. Well,
so like, if whatever you're making is from your own personal history and your own personality and your own DNA, that's what's going to make your style.
Yes.
That's just where I think about it. And so like you don't have to be pigeonholed to like, oh, I only do like little orphan Annie eyes and that's my style. It can be whatever you want it to be, because this is you no matter what. Mm-hmm. Like when you draw something, you can still tell that Abe drew this, because yeah, he would fucking draw this. What? That angrily.
I think you lost me a little bit. Yeah, because I think you were trying to make a point, and then I said something, and then you were trying to, you ended up making a point I think I was eventually going to get to. So you never made the point you were originally going to get to.
Look, I've had a lot of whiskey tonight.
I feel drunk and I haven't drank anything.
Well, okay, sorry. You here, tell me the point that you were remember. Trying.
I don't remember.
Well, this is just something that I just feel because like the artwork that I create for myself is
you were
just
talking about styles, right? And you were saying how it started about changing brands or something like that, right? And then you said, hey, I kind of want to do, artists should be able to do something different, right? They shouldn't be stuck in a style. And I said, yes. Oh, I've never had that before because I don't really have a style. So I'm not sure about that. And then you said, hey, man, you don't have to have a style. That's just a gimmick with Orphan Eyes. And I said, oh, that's cool. I don't know what that means. And you said, I drank a lot. And now we're here.
This became like a Mitch Hedberg skit.
So that's where we're at. Yeah.
Look.
Dave, listen. Dave.
I think the thing is, no matter what you create, as long as you create it based off of who you are and what you stand for, your style will come across as recognizable as you because it's true and it's honest. As long as your artwork is honest, people will recognize that as your work. It doesn't have to be about, I only paint with paint splotches. I only do it with big blocky hands. That's my style. That's just a gimmick. That's just a visual gimmick. But if there's nothing honest about the piece, if there's nothing that really ties it to what you're trying to say or how you're conveying your feelings or what you're going through in that time of your life, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't mean anything, and people won't be able to recognize it as your own because anybody can emulate anybody's style.
But what if you built an audience off that?
But that, okay, that's a very good point. That's the part that I'm trying to
get to, I think. Yes.
Say, yeah, it's just like if you built an audience off of that, if it has always been that shallow, where it's always been about like, yeah, I built up an audience of drawing people with penis noses. This is my style. That's what I'm known for. And you break off of that, people are going to be like, what is this? I want my penis noses. You promised me penis noses. But I just wanted to try something different. I don't really want to be known as a penis.
But that
nose
raises
guy.
Another question too, though. I mean, if that's what you build your brand off of, right? We've talked about building brands and building that following, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why? I mean, and especially too, if we're talking about that, and if that becomes your income, why would you want to break from that?
Because I feel like
I was just going to say, and how many times have we talked about it for this podcast?
What, breaking off and doing some different shit?
Well, in a sense, I mean, if we ever get to the point where we want to get where this, you know, well, first of all, if we could get off our asses and actually deliver on these episodes. but if we got to that status where people were listening to us because of our dick nose and potato jokes, right? Because they're so, so hilarious.
yes, they're very highbrow.
And people were like, that's what I want. And we're like, oh, okay, well, we got to keep delivering. At what point do we say, no, we're not going to do that anymore?
This is why I think that
we don't have the followers.
Because when we first Self-deprecating jokes never got anybody anywhere, yeah, man.
Yes, yes.
Listen, when we first started this, we made it very clear of it's not just, hey, man, we're going to make a podcast. We thought about this for months and tried to figure out, why are we doing this? Why do we want to make a podcast? It came out to be because we wanted to inspire ourselves. We wanted to be able to vent. We wanted to be able to rant and talk and get ourselves out of a funk to get us enjoying creating again in a collaborative process. And in the same time, we wanted to be able to bring people in. That's why we do what we're doing.
I got to be honest. It's probably a good time to come clean that you were thinking about this for months. I kind of just went along with whatever you wanted me to.
I know, but I needed someone to pay for half of the Buzzsprout
son of a bunch.
Monthly subscription.
Buzzsprout.
And
the official podcast provider of Abe and Dave, our fun creatives.
That's right. Actually, now would probably be a good time to cut to our commercial.
Dave.
Hey, Abe, what's up?
This podcasting is so hard.
What are you talking about, dude? It's the easiest thing, especially with Buzzsprout. They do everything for us.
They have?
Yeah. What have you been doing?
Just talking.
No, man. Buzzsprout. They make it so easy. All we really needed was some gear that we already had and a nice quiet space, like this little closet of mine that keeps running out of oxygen.
What? How are they making it easy?
Well, look. Buzzsprout has gotten our show listed in every single major platform, such as Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Stitcher, the other ones.
Whoa. We're on all those?
We're on every single one, baby.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I'm sure it's super expensive, right? We must be putting millions of dollars into this.
Nah, not that much, son. First of all, we already got like a $20 Amazon gift card when we signed up. And our listeners, if they follow our show notes, they'll also get a $20 Amazon gift card with a signed paid plan. The paid plans don't cost that much and they range from different categories. You can have like one for as low as how much? I don't know. I should know these things.
But then, I mean, we still have to set up a website and those audio players and I don't know. How do we know people are listening?
Dude, they make it so easy for you. Buzzsprout gives you a great looking podcast website and audio players that you can drop into any other website if you wanted to. On top of that, they give you full detailed analytics to see how people are listening.
Whoa.
So you know exactly how many people are listening and where they're listening from.
You mean all those stats and stuff?
Yeah, stats and graphs and pie stats. Charts. I do too.
Pie charts?
Pie charts.
Awesome. Well, this sounds like it's pretty simple to use. How come you've never told me about this?
I tell you every time. At the end of every record, I tell you about it. We use Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout is the number one leading podcast platform to use.
Oh, well, I'm sure there's only like three people on it, right?
There's like thousands and thousands and thousands of podcasters already using Buzzsprout. It's the best way to get your message out to the world.
Okay, well, why don't we start using them?
Fuck, we are.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, what if our listeners wanted to use it? How could they get in touch with Buzzsprout and earn this magical Amazon $20 gift card?
Well, all they gotta do is just follow the link in our show notes. And with a sign up of a paid plan, they'll get their $20 Amazon gift card. They could probably use it to buy a new microphone, a dead cat for their microphone, a microphone stand.
What? A dead cat.
Yeah, this is that fuzzy thing that you put over your mic.
Oh, I'm sold. Sign me up.
You're already signed up, man. I keep telling you, we're doing this together.
We should sign up for Buzzsprout.
Okay, we should.
You'll get on that?
I'll get us on that. Don't worry.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
You can rely on me.
And we're back. That was a good
cut. All right. That was a good cut.
Thanks.
That was a good commercial. I would totally buy whatever.
Yeah, I love beep.
Me too. I use it on everything.
Hope it's not a hemorrhoid cream commercial we're going to be doing.
I use it on everything.
Takes the anus for those hemorrhoids.
Did you say taste the anus or tasty sure, anus?
Whichever one.
I like it.
Hi.
But okay. So bringing it back though, yeah, we knew why we wanted to make the podcast. So if we did decide to change something up, it wouldn't matter because it would still fit on brand of why we are doing what we're doing. I mean, that's why we did the whole Dark Funk series during Halloween.
Well,
and nobody seemed to give a shit. I think
for us, it was about finding ways to do what we wanted and change up things within what we're doing. You know what I mean? Not making consoles, but...
but that's what, if you wanted to bring full circle back to KFC, I mean, unless KFC really is genuinely attempting to create a lifestyle brand rather than just they were made famous by their chicken, but if they would like to try, I think I want to see where their journey goes. I want to see why they think they should be doing these
adjustments to their brand. Who are we to step in front of the train of innovation? Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I mean, the other thing too is NFTs, right? Everyone's talking about NFTs now.
Yeah.
And I'm very limited on my knowledge of NFTs. That stands for non-fungible token. And it's essentially, it's the world of crypto art. It's like cryptocurrency, but it's with art or anything digital, really. So that can be digital art or music. It could be an episode of this podcast. We could literally publish this podcast and auction it off as an NFT for, I don't know, a very modest amount of, let's say, $5 million. I think that would go off very well. But the whole concept of it is new. And that's another way of adaptation, I think, where artists are getting into crypto art and selling their digital artwork, one-of-a-kind digital artwork that is authenticated as an NFT to a buyer who will own
that
certificate.
So weird.
It's weird, but everything is always weird when it first comes out.
Yeah.
The concept of it is very strange right now because it's like, why would I buy this? And
it's online, so it's like there's hesitation because it's like, how could it be the only one? How can you own the one copy if it's digital? I know very limited. Well, I'm very limited.
I don't want to. I know very limited amount too, but I will try not to bore everyone with my knowledge, and it's probably all wrong. But you know my fascination with cryptocurrency right now. It, you know how I've been investing in Bitcoin and Ethereum and Litecoin for the past.
Yeah, let's just put a stop in there because this is a rabbit hole that we'll have another hour of. we're gonna keep going on that that road.
I'll just say this: we had a bonus banter of talking about cryptocurrency, and we had to cut it because I bored myself to death with me talking about cryptocurrency. It was
literally like we're like we can't publish this. This it just ended up being you talking.
I know. I'm sorry.
I enjoyed
it. I get really into it.
I thought it was great.
You were the one that told me you wanted to cut it.
Well, that's because I wanted to keep it for myself, and I'm going to put it on the NFT black market.
Hey, there you go. And wait, you're going to split it with me, right?
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Oh, all right. Well, here's a very quick rundown of what it is. It's essentially if you publish a piece of digital artwork. Let's say you made someone, they've been using the example of the neon cat. You know that GIF of the Pop-Tart cat that is just like shooting rainbows out of its ass?
Yeah, isn't it like meow meow or something like that?
Something like that. Mm-hmm. So the original creator of that artwork or GIF has sold that online as an NFT. And it all runs off of cryptocurrency. It runs off of the Ethereum. Those old fashions just kicked in really hard. So
hang on, folks. You're in for a ride.
Let me just hydrate off of the remainder of the ice here. So those Ethereums are, or you use Ethereum to buy crypto art. So anyways, the buyer of that one piece of artwork is authenticated. That is the only owner of that artwork. Now, that doesn't mean that anybody in the whole universe can start, like, you can still download Neon right. Cat or Neon Cat. I don't know how to fucking say it. I don't even know how to say GIF or GIF. So you can still look at it and download it, but there's only one person in the whole universe that owns this authenticated digital artwork now. And that is authenticated through the blockchain.
Yeah.
Which, yeah. Do you remember torrent sites back in the day where like you would go on Pirate Bay and download a song and you would download pieces of it from all over the world? You wouldn't download it from a single source. You would download like little pieces of it until it built up a full piece of that song.
Oh, is that how it worked? Oh.
That's how blockchain works. So when you buy like an Ethereum, it's being authenticated through hundreds and millions of computers all over the world of that you being the owner of that crypto art, from what my understanding is. And I'm not even going to go into the whole why everyone hates blockchain and cryptocurrency right now, because there's a whole bunch of people right now who are doing a whole cancel culture on blockchain because of its detriment to the environment. There still needs to be a lot more, I think, a little bit more due diligence here, but I'm not going to go into the environmental issues here, but they're saying essentially basically blockchains take up a lot of energy to mine for one cryptocurrency. It doesn't fucking matter. What I'm trying to get at is that's what NFT is. People are buying an authenticated piece of artwork and they're going for hundreds, millions of dollars right now, thousands of dollars to millions of dollars. As you guys might or may not know, one Ethereum costs today, as of this recording, it's about $1,800 for one Ethereum. A piece of NFT artwork for 15 Ethereum, that's
math.
A lot of money. I'm not even gonna attempt to do the math in my head. And there's a chance that you can get royalties too. So if that buyer sells that NFT in the future and the Ethereum price goes up, or the cost of that NFT goes up, you as the artist get that royalty. So you can get passive income from it too.
But it could all go down the shitter too.
It can all go down in the shitter. It could be like the whole dot-com boom back in the day. So, or the bubble. So like right now it's a new concept, but again, I'm sorry for, I didn't mean to go down that rabbit hole again. But it's about innovation, adaptation, and a way for artists and creatives these days. What is another way to thrive, to get income, to continue to create and what?
Yes.
Income.
And thrive.
And thrive.
So
I will stop talking
in
now.
Conclusion.
In conclusion.
KFC gaming console. Yay or nay?
I'm a nay for it.
Are you sure?
I think I'm a nay for it. I know I'm into weird shit, but it's just too weird.
You gonna wait for the next thing to come around?
Maybe. What about you though? Are you a yay or a nay?
No. I was a no from the beginning.
But it's cross platform.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. No.
Okay.
I'm good.
All right. That makes sense.
Well,
then what, I guess, KFC console, the KF console, let us know your thoughts on it. Send us your DMs, send us your emails. Let us know. You think this is stupid? Do you think that a company and a brand should innovate and try new things and break the status quo? Or do you think everyone should just stick to what they are good at?
Yeah. You know, hey, all I got to say is we're back, baby.
For how long?
After this one, we might need another break.
I think that about does it. Thanks again for being patient with us as we wade through these innovative waters. So don't forget, everybody, to keep listening and to stay funky.
Yeah, you did it again. You took my second favorite thing to do in this podcast.
Did I? I left it open for you.
We're good. We're good.
Thanks,
man,
for listening and stay funky. And you say, and don't forget to da 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 blah 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 blah. That's an example.
It. You did it. That's perfect.
But you should come up with something better. So thanks for listening and stay funky.
And blue blah blue blue blue.
Perfect. Cut it. Print.
Perfect. That's a wrap. That's a wrap. I don't know. I don't know how to put this into words, but it's like that thing of the something, and I'm just going to cut this part out. So go ahead.
Okay.
Now that I've thrown us both off track.
Yeah.
As always, remember to rate, review, and leave us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and download from wherever you get your podcasts. And please follow us on Instagram at Artfunk Creatives. You can also follow us on Facebook at Artfunk Creatives, and you can send all questions and comments to artfunkcreatives@gmail.com. And you can follow me, Abe, at OddlyAbe on Instagram.
And you can follow me, Dave, on Instagram at TheUltraChung. Thanks a lot for listening.